Good evening and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina and welcome to another episode of Mugshot. In today's episode, we're going to look at the victim, the mysterious case of Arthur Kingsley Porter, who was born in 16th of February, in Connecticut, the USA. He studied at Yale University in 1902. Now, his father was Timothy, and he was a banker, and his mother was Maria Louisa Hoyt. Now, Arthur Kingsley was their third son. They had two other sons called Louis Parker, Porter, and Betchley Porter. Now then, the Porters, I keep on saying the Parkers, stand slightly the same. However, the Porters were wealthy bankers, as I said before. Now, Arthur became a millionaire at the age of 18. He inherited, lucky man, his father's money. Now, when you look at Arthur and you look at this mysterious case, which I'll go in great detail, Arthur attended the prestigious Browning School in New York, and his fellow pupil was John D. Rockefeller. I think you've heard of that name before. Arthur went on to study at he studied at Yale University. He then attended Columbia University from 1904 to 1906. Here he studied architecture. He later married a lady called Lucy Wallace in 1912. Now, we will look into the history and the background family of Arthur Kingsley Porter. His cousin was Nora Porter, who was the 11th president of Yale College from 1871 to 1886, and his uncle from his mother's side, Frederick Hoyt, was a sailor and a yacht designer and won the 1905 Keyser Cup race on board the boat Atlantic. Frederick was on board the ship Titanic in 1912. He placed his wife in a lifeboat D and jumped in the sea, and he was rescued, and so too, I believe, was the wife. Quite interesting story. After graduating from Yale, Arthur did a post of assistant professor at Yale University in 1912. He left in 1918 and he went to teach in Harvard. Arthur was so rich, he gave Yale an endowment of $500,000 in 1916, which they turned down for reasons. Right, I will just play now another music. Thank you for the short break, and I will continue with the case of Arthur Kingsley Porter. Now, he bought a place in Massachusetts called Elwood, Cambridge. Now, this was a very large house, and he left it to Harvard University. Very lucky it's Harvard. on then. Now, after 17 years of marriage, Arthur told his wife Lucy he has a secret. He's gay. However, Lucy stayed with him, and in 1929, they moved to Ireland. They purchased Glenvia Castle with its 30,000 acres of land in Donegal. Nice places, Donegal. Never been there, but I'd like to. He also owned a fisherman's cottage on the Inishbofin Island. Now, Arthur suffered from depression and sought help from a Dr. Havelock, based in London, England, a psychotherapist and a sexologist. Arthur spoke openly to the doctor about his sexuality. He recommended that Arthur should give in to his desires and introduced him one of his confirmed gay patient, Alan Campbell. They became acquainted with each other, and Alan became Arthur's, how do we say, boyfriend. You know what I mean. They both, Arthur, the wife, and Alan, regularly traveled to Ireland and anywhere they wanted to go. Now, on this particular occasion, on the 27th of May, Alan Campbell decided he'll go back to London himself. Arthur and Lucy traveled aboard to Ireland on a cruise ship. On June the 6th, 1933, Arthur, now 50 years old, went out during a heavy storm in Ireland. Now, this place that he has a name called Inishbofin. And Arthur simply vanished. Now, the question, where was Arthur? What happened to him? Now, his wife had set out a party of fishermen on the island, very stormy, terrible weather, to look for Arthur, and she couldn't find him. Now, a coroner's inquest, was later held, in which Lucy said she and the local fishermen had searched for Arthur for over 6 hours without a trace. Arthur Porter made Irish history. This was the first time an inquest was held without a body. Now, Arthur's disappearance was a mystery. Now, did he get on the boat and paddle away from his beloved castle, leaving his wife? And there were stories that Arthur was found or seen in Paris with young men who were attracted to other men. You know what I mean. Now, the coroner also said that he took a very close look at Lucy during the inquest. She didn't seem, now this is what the coroner said in his statement. She didn't seem that bothered of his disappearance. The coroner secretly felt that there may have been foul play. There was also something to bear in mind when people disappear at sea. There's the large life insurance payout and inheritance the victim's wives seem to get. Thank you for listening to the mysterious disappearance of Arthur Kingsley Porter. We will just take now a very short and last break. Thank you so much for listening to Mugshot, a series in which we divulge and dwell into crimes of the future, the present, and the past. The case of Arthur Kingsley Porter. Many thanks to listeners from New York, California, Connecticut, the UK. And many thanks to listeners from Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Iran, India. LMS Radio is now available on Sonos and Boss Speaker, Google, Google Chrome, Patreon.com, iHeartRadio US, TuneIn Radio, Podchaser, Player FM, and Spotify. We are also available to download on Samsung Mobile Galaxy. Thank you very much for listening to Mugshot and the mysterious disappearance of the millionaire Arthur Kingsley Porter. Thank you so much.